Azure Defenders
Evet, ya.
Eagle. So blessed are the sisters. Just because they are here, I should receive a very special blessing. I don't seek this or pray this, Lord. But today I pray for this. And thank you.
Amen.
Yes. And those with them,
Yes.
I'm grieving in my heart, Lord.
Mm.
No matter what we do, Lord, you planned a long time ago. But this is your good pleasure that the brother sister come together for your honor, for your glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. So in this, we bless you. We ask your blessings much more, much more, much more, or in our midst. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hello. Hello.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It's
pretty much.
Okay. Yeah, with me,
Yes,
I have Brother Emmanuel, I
Hallelujah.
have Sister Lynn and Brother John.
Didn't say hello. Yes.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey.
Amen.
Amen.
Here we have Brother Joseph. We also here. We have Brother Jarvis. We have Brother Wenzel. We have Brother Steven. We have Brother Ruben. We have Bishop Frederick. We have sisters and brothers here also. So we have Karen here. We have Celestine. We
Hallelujah.
have Catherine. We are waiting to hear from you. Thank you very much for very much for Brother John and Emmanuel, the work you have done in Kenya.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
We have the time kit email on.
Thank you very much also for your prayers.
Awesome.
We are seeing changes. Area is coming down
Okay. That's fine.
because of the glory, because of your prayers, my brothers and sisters.
Just let her know we're trying.
So
But the
you have really cooperated with us and our governor here in Bungoma. You have really touched many lives. You have really helped people to come in line.
Thank you, Lord.
So may God bless you. We pray for blessing upon you. We pray for your families. We pray for your work.
Thank you, Lord.
We hope next year or this year we shall be together here in this land of Kenya. Amen.
Hallelujah. Lord, we bless you. Looking
Yes.
forward to that, Lord. It's our word in the center of our discussion. Thank you for Moses come over here with many clarities. Lord,
Right.
thank you. Brothers, sisters, we are, with the only word I can say, we're committed. You know, we are willing. So, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Commit to God.
Amen.
Commit to you. So, if you know what it means. So, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Moses, go ahead.
Yeah, so well, I greetings from United States. Yeah,
Welcome.
we are very grateful that we are finally connected. I know that you have had problems with your connection, but the heavenly connection doesn't, you know, it doesn't disconnect. It's all
right.
So we are so grateful that you have worked out many things right there, and everyone is doing well. I just want to tell you that you have been in Brother Emmanuel's heart, Brother John's heart, and everybody's
Hallelujah.
heart right here.
Yes.
In fact, we are
Amen.
sharing about the great responsibilities that is ahead of us.
Oh, Lord.
And the Lord,
Amen.
you know, greatly sharpened us into his glory, and that this is the hour of his kingdom to be established, and with no nonsense. without turning back, you know, without turning back, but standing right there in the altar of the Lord,
yes.
Raising the hands without, you know, bringing down, you know.
Amen.
Very, very powerful. So, for today, I think we can kick off, and, you know, I want everybody to be free to share what God is speaking to them, especially on the vision. If one have a vision right in our midst, I will be glad to translate all that. I'll be so that brothers can understand. Allow me, brothers, to see.
Yes.
So that I can interpret, okay, whatever goes on right
Bana
there.
Stive.
So we want to hear more of Bana Stive right there. Amen.
Bless you, Father. Bless you, Father.
Amen.
Yes. So I'm here to translate.
Yes.
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah. I have niko na ndugu yangu hapa mpendo ambaye anashuhudia yale ambayo Bwana amemtendea.
He says that Brother Steve is right there.
Ah, hallelujah, Brother Steve. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Every problem. Mimi nimeona.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Sorry.
Amen.
Yes.
Mimi nimeona mahubiri haya imenisaidia.
Is that I just want to thank you all, Brother Emmanuel, for the teachings that that has been going forth. It has helped him personally to follow the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Nimeona nyumba yangu imebadilika, nimeona kazi yangu imebadilika, nimeona kiroho nimeinuliwa.
What he's seeing spiritually is beyond human understanding. He's seeing the heaven open, and he says so many changes are happening right now.
Oh, bless you, Lord.
So, nashukuru sana na muendelee hivyo hivyo.
The main thing that the Lord has done in his life is he has brought him together with him. And recently he saw a big cloud.
Yeah. Tunasherekea wema wa Mungu juu ya maisha yetu. Aswa kwa maisha yangu binafsi.
What he has seen particularly is the change is about the holy people that God is gonna use in this generation.
Tunaona Mungu akituchochea hata na sisi kufikia na wengine na kuambia mambo mazuri haya ya Yesu.
Jesus Christ himself is gonna do it. It should not be the work of anybody, but Christ himself is selecting and is putting things in order.
Na tunawaombea Duke Manning, Duke John, ujumbe huu ambao mnatuletea unaponya mioyo yetu na hata kimwili.
It is even the sons that have been raised, like Brother Emmanuel, Brother John, you have been given the new message even for this generation.
Na ujumbe huu ambao mnauleta ni ujumbe wa wakati ambao unaweza kuponya kizazi hiki.
It is the message that is going to heal the whole world.
Kwa hivyo tunaomba kwamba Mungu wa rehema awabariki na moyo huo wa kujali maslahi na kubeba ujumbe wa Mungu kupelekea watu wengine.
They say it is the message that has blessings, the true blessings to the world. Wow.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Bless you, Father. Bless you, brothers.
Oh Lord, thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Steve. Amen.
Thank you for yourself.
Yes.
Thank you for the Spirit. Thank you for encouragement, the purposes.
Yes, Lord.
We see yes and amen. So be it.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, brother.
Amen.
Thank you, brother.
Please, let's thank you, Brother Steve. Oh, may God bless you so much. do we have more in our midst? Our brothers are recording and we are writing the visions you are seeing and the testimony. Amen.
Kwangu mimi nilibarikiwa sana na huo ujumbe yenye brada Mune na brada Jungu wanatuletea.
Is very she is very grateful. What's your name, please?
I am Janet.
Okay, Sister Janet. Thank you. God bless you.
Sister.
Yes, sister.
Mafundisho haya yamebadilisha hata maisha yangu.
My life personally have changed. Please thank you for your prayers.
Thank you.
The main thing that the Lord has done in my life is recently I had a sick person and he's healed.
Hallelujah. Oh, okay. Hallelujah.
The Father has done great things and I have seen a vision too.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Let's meet Pastor John and Emmanuel. The vision I've seen it's is 10 o'clock. I've seen the heaven open for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
The heaven open for you, and you will see new doors in your, ahead of you. Wow.
What's that?
New doors.
New doors. New gates.
New gates.
Yeah.
Buenas fiwe.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Sister Janet. Okay, who is that?
Brother Peter.
Pizza.
Bless you, brother.
Hallelujah.
My brothers, this is the day of the Lord.
The day of the Lord, yes. We agree with you on that one.
Hallelujah.
Ameweza kutuunganisha pamoja na ndugu Emmanuel na ndugu John.
Brother John. And Brother Emmanuel, I want you to know that you are right in the fellowship that I've been praying for you.
Ah, bless the Lord.
Na ninataka kushukuru Mungu kwa neno ambalo wametupa.
The teachings are changing their lives, especially him and the flock right there as a pastor.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Limeweza kutusaidia kwa mioyo yetu, kwa kazi yetu.
He had a problem with the father, but right now they have reconciled. They
have... Nataka kushukuru Mungu akaweze kuwasaidia.
And that's has met him. You can imagine that the father had a dream that he saw you guys going to Africa.
Hey.
And you can imagine the father, you know, just got saved recently and he saw a vision. You know, he saw a vision that you are in a big plane going to Africa.
That's good.
May God bless you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Brother Peter. Oh, sorry about you, but I want to tell you, the Lord particularly tell me to request you, very specially, to bring our best to your father. Tell him.
Ati sasa wewe Peter, nduku wetu Peter, pereka salamu kwa mzee, na wanduku wote wenye wako kwa hiyo mungano, Mungu wa bariki.
Amen.
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 Thank you so much.
Amwambia tu Mungu amemuonyesha
that he will make you
atamfanya
the pride
na mtakuwa you know wana harusi.
Amen.
Kwa moyo wake.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise
the Lord.
Give your father.
Pea baba yako salamu.
To do a reading.
Nampatia nafasi atafute Mungu.
On the book of Proverbs.
Naangalia kitabu cha nini cha Proverbs.
And tell him.
Na mwambie.
Tell him.
Mwambie.
This is son Peter he of his.
Na huyu ndio mtoto wake Peter.
Will be the kind of song that is a joy to the heart of the father.
Na atakuwa mtu wa furaha kwa baba yake.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank
Asante
you,
Lord.
Well, anyway, go ahead, brother.
God bless you. God bless you. Now.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Kuna yoyote pengine? Do you have anybody else?
Na wako lakini wame kama network iliwasumbua wanataka kwenda.
Oh, the rain has begun again.
Okay.
So yes. It is disturbing.
Oh Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Father. We cancel it. Lord, we ask you to give us stable connection.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
The name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
The name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
The name of Jesus.
Oh God, heaven and earth.
Mm.
You know all things. You know what we need. Now we ask for special needs.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Amen. Go ahead. Hallelujah.
Sasa, you can allow us to share the word a little bit so that we can give you guys time to as well to go. And, you know, I know you come from different areas and it might be very far too.
Yeah.
So I give this opportunity, short right. time, Brother Emmanuel to share.
Oh.
Yeah, to share the word,
yes.
Lord. Oh, that would be really good. And Father, I thank you that this day you have created for us to be in your house. And we bless every brother, every sister right here that you will heal us, you will protect us, you will provide for us. Thank you, Father, that you are doing a new thing in our midst, Lord. I pray that the appointed time must come, and God, you have already appointed us to move. We give you glory, Lord, as we, Brother Emmanuel, speaks your word. Let your spirit change. Let your spirit move. Let your spirit establish your kingdom.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
I want to share something related to scriptures, but it's a prophetic insight. Not saying prophecy, well, definitely God's revelation is real time sometimes. So we know the Lord's word in Matthew speak that the sons of God can discern the seasons of who the Father's work in heaven, on earth, I mean, the people of God. So when God asks us to pray that the kingdom come, the word come is more than come, is actually is in function. It's in action. You know what I mean? So it's hallelujah.
Amen.
It's working, you know? You don't see a king comes without what he has. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Yes.
When he's on kingdom, there's a king and with the things that the kingdom will do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he said, the kingdom come. Now in that way, we then know, understand, it's more than just something showed up out of my window. I guess look at it. It's rather something will totally change everything about me and me
around.
Hallelujah.
Yes. So that's what means the kingdom come. It will manifest the living reality, and it then give us the opportunity to see and enter. Hallelujah, by the Spirit of God. Yes.
Amen.
That being said, so the Lord spoke about the living kingdom when he asked the disciples, said, pray thus, that thy kingdom come on earth as it's in heaven. What it means. He didn't tell us the static thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He basically speaking, the sons of God, the spiritual ones, will have detection what's happening in the heavenlies, and on earth they will do the will of the Father accordingly. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is such an important thing for us to be lifted off from merely have perfect insight about things, rather being thrusted as God established us in the living grace right now. into the kingdom works. Hallelujah. Is that not the church? Hallelujah. Am I right? Yes. The church is called to do this and do it on the whole world. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To affirm this is the mindset of the Son, let's turn to the simple plan chapter to illustrate this, to understand from our vantage point. Hallelujah. Connection is no problem, Lord.
Amen.
That we understand the season we are in, so we can get engaged in the living work of God in reality, in living ways. John, you can sit down somewhere. Hallelujah. From this point, I will speak to this vantage point. I'm not talking about from Daniel, who pray a burden and God show him the future. I'm speaking the Son of God, come among this man. Is doing the will of the Father.
Hallelujah.
And he said, the kingdom that Moses recently mentioned is here, is in our midst. I'm doing it. I am teaching you how to go about it. I'm revealing to you, Moses revealing to you, I want you to be born again in God by believing the things that I present to you, the living life of a spirit. So you can see and enter and be the workers for the Father's will. Hallelujah. Is that not true discipleship?
Amen.
Yes. I was speaking to Moses. We are so religious sometimes. We lost common sense. Not to criticize anybody. You know, it's a simple thing. That's what the Lord meant. So from that vantage point, let's look at scripture, what the Lord did. So 11th chapter, the disciple of John was caught into the dungeon, locked up by Herod. And he don't understand. He has a confusion. He has a challenge in his understanding about what Christ really meant. So his whole life, we mentioned this before, was a testimony, and the fulfillment of his mission was to present the Son of God. And the Son is doing things he has no clue about. It was a challenge.
Amen.
It's made. You know, he's going to die. You know, he knows his end coming. But he didn't see anything happening. The kingdom of God is not coming.
Amen.
Oh, my God. The kingdom of God is not coming. But he has no idea how the kingdom of God works, in a sense. He has his own.
Amen.
We know that. Many teach on that. But I'm not talking about the wrong. I'm talking about the right. So the Lord is a putting in a spot, in a sense. He has to explain what he's doing, you know? Yeah. Modern testifies that there are signs, wonders, this is what is happening. Now, if you don't believe my teaching, don't believe my understandings, look at the Father's power at the work. So believe the signs, which is the sign of the kingdom has come. This is the signs, am I right? It's the testifier. It's a visible part of something really is happening. But it's more than that. He's more than that. Look, the weather is cold. So I pointing to the ice on the window. I said, well, the weather is cold outside, you know. But the ice on the window doesn't mean much. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The whole weather is wet. You know, says my point. It's really what's really happening. You see, whether I have that window of ice or not, hallelujah. It doesn't matter.
Amen.
It's cold outside. So signs and wonder, in a sense, is such thing. It's a show up, testify work. But you can't tell people they're cold when they don't see any cold, don't feel any cold. So you pointed the ice on the window and said, look, it's cold. Where are some clothes?
Amen.
So it's a signs and wonders. Now, we are again speaking about why God gives signs and wonders. Signs and wonders is a means to testify something.
Hallelujah.
That is unworking.
Yes.
And
amen.
He's working it.
Hallelujah. Yes. Amen.
You understand my point? So we are not the worker signs and wonders. God is. But we are the workers of Father's will. Hallelujah, you got me? So,
amen.
I just wonder, follow me. Because I'm going about the Father's will. He will give signs and wonders to testify my work.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Get that. So I am not the king to have to present the signs and wonders to people. Why should I do that? I'm keenly interested to raise up the sons of God can go about the Father's business like I'm doing now.
Mm.
That's what Jesus said. But John said, I don't have a clue about it.
Mm.
The Pharisees, the others, what are you doing there? It's a good thing we know God's with you, but what are you really doing? You know, the disciple come around and said, well, we are happy to believe. We believe who you are. And we are happy to help. We are doing this, all that. But what are you doing? Hold on, it can happen. And the Lord said, what I will do, you will do also. So let me teach you.
Amen.
Amen.
Here's what it said. In hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
11:11 Matthew. I'll tell you the truth, he said, I testify to the living reality of God. Am I right?
Amen.
Yeah. Among those who born women, there has not risen anyone greater than John the Baptist. He's not merely talking prophet's gifts. Okay, brothers, sisters. He's speaking about this man. Is so close to God.
Mm.
Second to none. He's a perfect fulfillment of the things that God wants him to do in the grace that was given to him.
Mm.
He's almost there. He did not eat, he did not drink. He secluded himself to all the things that a man thinks good to set him apart. To do exactly what the Father wanted him to do. His God wanted him to do. But he was not the Son. Yet who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than him. So we see the Lord is introducing the kingdom now.
Amen.
The kingdom is at hand. Repent.
Hallelujah.
And John said, repent, for his coming, his kingdom is coming.
Amen.
And the kingdom is here. John missed it. Oh my God. So there are two repentances here.
Amen.
Same word. Yeah? True repentance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, John is saying, don't do the right and wrong things according to the law. Am I right? To what God is pleased with. Jesus said, well, change your understanding, change the way you live, you know? Change the way you receive godly wisdom.
Amen.
And enter into my kingdom. And you can't do it unless you're born again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So here it is. But if you are doing it, and this is what he wants to introduce to the people. He said, this is what I'm doing. You are curious about what I'm doing? Let me show you. Let me tell you what I'm doing. Hallelujah. Do you know?
Amen.
Don't you want to know what God is doing through his Son? Now, by the way, the Lord said, this is your prayer, the kingdom of God on earth that is in heaven. Don't you want to be discipled and to do the work of God? And he's doing it? Yes, that's what he wanted to. And the Lord said, yes, that's what I'm going to teach you how to do. Not with
speech,
but the real stuff. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now listen to this. In 12 said, from the day of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advanced. That word is with power, you know, with magnitude. It's progressing. Am I right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's a chronos changes. Or progresses God's work. It doesn't show in a dynamic that is visible. Am I right? Then sudden changes, you know. But this one is like a mighty flood. Am I right? Comes. It's not a little stream anymore. Forcefully advancing. And then he said, forceful man lay hold of it. Oh my God. We know that to do with a partial faith. Am I right? Hallelujah. That we hold
Amen.
As a faith. Hallelujah. John
Amen.
And the disciples was full of zeal and passion. They will need to die. Am I right? Give everything up for the Lord. Their life was not easy. But they exercise different passion zeal than the one required in the Lord. Am I right? The hell.
Amen.
Yes. You see? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because they don't see the king.
Amen. Amen.
So the Lord said, no, become a little child, see the kingdom. I will tell you, it's working now. It's here. Don't miss it. This is what I'm doing. Then he said, forceful man, take hold. Oh my God. Not talking about merely human zeal, am I right? It's talking about a perfect faith. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You have to believe
Amen.
In a particular thing. Hallelujah. Not in your preceded ideas. So repent, for the kingdom of God is here. Hallelujah. Now repent.
Amen.
Sin is about missing a mark. And this mark is not merely about sonship and venture calling, those general things. MRI, the gospel gave to us, he was talking about the living reality on work.
Glory.
It's not the Rhema word, for sure, because it has nothing to do with gifts. It is a heavenly reality working forcefully advancing in on earth. The Son.
Amen.
Is raised up to be part of it. Hallelujah. Even to administer the grace thereof.
Hallelujah.
It doesn't matter, you apostle, because that, in that it doesn't equate. The Lord didn't see apostle, prophets here at all. He said, you are son of God?
Hallelujah.
Are you going to do this?
Wow.
If you prophesy, you prophesy.
Hallelujah.
If you heal, you heal.
Mm-hmm.
If you do miracle signs, wonder is there.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy.
Yes.
But it's not easy
mm-hmm.
to be this little child, to be this disciple, basically. In those times, I will tell you, little child, what it is. Don't think about the English. Don't think about the days of thinking, okay? Think like a Jew, okay? So what little child is?
Amen.
Child is. From 80 years on, he's taken away from his parents. He's given to the teacher in the synagogue. Am I right?
Amen.
Little child is.
Oh,
am I right? Yeah. He's not talking about the Greeks or Americans or me and you, you know.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
He said, this is how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give your life to your son to the synagogue leaders anymore.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Have you done that in your life,
yes.
Peter?
Glory.
To hang around in the synagogue all the day, I have a teacher tell you.
Amen. Amen.
But here the real teacher comes.
Mm.
To reschooled, be reschooled.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Do you understand what I'm talking
Thank
about?
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Yeah.
Amen.
But you're just a little child without a school.
Mm-hmm.
Without an order, without a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it's interpreted. A little child innocent, a little child less than the parents. No, it has nothing to do with that. This is a Scripture particularly talking about three kind of discipleship.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Whole religion has marked the beginning of the work of God.
Yes.
The Lord come here. Let me show you how the disciples here. This is how we do it. This is how I do it.
Hallelujah.
And we said, I know what to mean the little child. I know what about to learn God. I know how about the good to be taught by God. Give me a break. You don't even enter into the school. You don't have time for that.
Wow.
A wild child on the field every day running around, how are he going to be taught?
But Amen. That,
now then we give the child to the Sunday schools. What's different than that with all synagogues?
Mm.
We don't even know the teacher knows God or not. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
amen. Amen.
Let's restart this. Let God grace us to start in you.
Thank you.
When? How long should the church come to the fundamentals? That's the basics. Brothers, sisters, we have children. We know what to do with them. We never want them running around. Listen to your teacher. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In this life, be bold to teach others. That's your job. For, he said, forceful man lay hold. It means beings, means forceful man, means a diligent man. Means you have good students in the school, you know what it means, forceful. Means he don't want to miss a single day of the school. Means he don't want to just not hang around the teacher. I'm not me a teacher or most of the teacher. I'm talking about as you brought sisters already have the heart for this. But the Lord said there is something else here.
Hallelujah.
We're not gathered around to teach people to do religions. I don't want to disciple like a John's disciple. I don't want to teach like a Pharisee teach. I don't want to teach like the synagogue teach. They're good, wonderful, perfect. But I'm going to teach my father's business. Hallelujah. For the giving, forget it.
Amen.
One has a few ways.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, in order to teach that, what do you have to do? Oh my God. Prophetic gift, surely he has needed. He has to help the disciples know what's happening in the heavenlies.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What's happening in the heavenlies? To minister in the heavenlies.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Before the throne of God.
Amen. Amen.
Am I right? Hallelujah. Yes. You have a better place.
Amen.
In Hallelujah. That's what it means.
Amen.
Listen to me. That's what it means. Am I right? Angels descending and ascending, serving the sons of God. The sons of God, sir, Christ, the Christ, sir, the Father's pleasure. And this is how it works. And we are the church on earth with him being the head. My God. Simple. Just simple. Plain simple. That's how the Son of God moves. Plain and simple. In order for man to know this. He sent the prophet. He said, let me open your spiritual eyes to see what's right here. If one is not enough.
Amen.
If somebody said, I don't know. I don't know his gift is accurate or not. Oh, you know. Well, let me give you the humble one.
Then
the pure one. The ready one. Oh, my sister, Janet. God saw you. God touched you. And God answered your prayers. And he used you. Because you're healed. You have a fresh start.
Amen.
We need it. Oh, my brother Moses.
Thank you.
We need it.
Hallelujah.
So you see.
Amen.
So you believe.
Hallelujah.
So you believe.
Amen. Amen.
Wow.
The glory of God.
Yes.
The glory of God.
The glory.
Amen. Yeah.
Glory.
The
glory.
Amen.
The glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Feel the
Amen.
Feel the unknown.
Allah,
feel our lives. Feel our communities. The glory of the Lord. Feel
Build the communities in Jesus' name.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Fill our lives, Lord. Fill our the glory of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Brother Joseph.
Amen.
My brother. My brother.
Yes.
Amen.
God knows each one of us.
Yes.
And he has special knowledge for you.
Hallelujah.
Just like he has me.
Mm.
Okay?
Brother Joseph.
Amen.
Brother Joseph, that's a specific message for you.
You will never be disappointed.
Amen. Shida na kususha tena.
Amen.
My God. I want to tell you.
Mm.
You know Moses, he's our friend, but he's also my brother.
Mm.
I don't see
Amen.
Everybody's my brother.
Mm.
How many brothers? Everyone's my brother, if you love me.
Yes.
I'm talking about a different thing.
Hallelujah.
A worse thing.
Hallelujah.
The Lord said, you don't know him, brother. Until you know brotherly love.
Amen.
Wow. <I'm telling>
you. You don't know what your brother is, how you can love him, huh?
Wow.
Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord.
You don't know what he eats, he likes to eat, what delight is hard, what is music, how you love him.
Amen.
Name, brother, that I want to watch. There's no people in it.
Oh,
and we pray to the congregation, let's practice brother the love. You don't know who's he
is. Amen.
You don't know what the Father has for him.
Hallelujah.
So you can love him.
Yes.
So right. You're my brother. I'm saying, I saw you in the Father's heart. And he's a call and a plan for you. And he knows you. So I tell you, my brother, this is what I say to you. Just as I commit my life to Brother Moses, here I commit my brotherly love to you as a brother.
Amen.
Yeah. You will never be disappointed.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Got me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I ask you.
Amen.
Our Father.
Hallelujah.
And before our wonderful Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Love Moses as your brother.
Yes. Amen.
Moses to love you as his brother. Now, God. Not each brother is here. You are all sons of God.
Hallelujah.
Do not disappoint it. I'm not talking competition, favor, who is great.
Amen.
I'm talking about there's a unique calling. There's a unique formation. God is going to give us a pattern, raise up a thing
for
us to look at and say, that's how I love my brother. That's how I work with my brother. That's how I know my Father. Oh my God. Oh my God. Raise up your hand. Somebody lay hands. Steve, Brother Steve. Lay hands. Others. Hallelujah. Yeah, all of you.
Amen.
Joseph. Moses, a blessing. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Father, thank you for Joseph and for every brothers right there as they lay hands on Brother Joseph, brother. Father, we pray that that your power from wisdom and anointing come upon him and that he will be able to know you, Lord, more, that he will be able to know your love to ask him, Lord, and
yes, Lord.
That what you want him to do in the ministry.
Yes.
I pray that, God, that your guidance will be assurance of his life.
Yes, Lord.
And the power be your strength in his life, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Even as we commit him. All the entire brothers and sisters right there. We pray that God, the unity of your faith will be a reality of our day. In the name of Jesus.
Even as we are using
Emmanuel, Lord, we pray that God, indeed, you perfect every gift in our midst, and that everyone will walk in his gift, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Father, that the appointed time has come and the new change has taken place. Thank you, Father. Glory.
Hallelujah.
We receive Brother Joseph
in
a great way.
Yes, Lord.
And we want to walk him with him as a brother in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
We love you, Lord. For the sons of the Lord right in Bungoma.
Yes.
And for the sons of the Lord right in the Washington.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Father, turn with me to Zechariah.
Amen.
And what that brother. Yes, Zechariah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I know there's many people, but we're going to be free in the spirit.
Amen.
Okay? We're not going to care about what man think, so we're just going to be free in the spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And let me see it again. We're going to be free in the spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah. Palanaya. We're going to be free in the Holy Spirit. We're going to be those
blissful
man. Take a hold of the living reality of God. And never trouble. Never trouble like John the Baptist. Even it comes, it misses. I don't want to be taller. I want to be that little baby. And I have been the little baby. So I know what I'm talking about. I don't just have an idea. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is that not what you want? Yes, that's what you want. I know it. Or else you will not be here. So, Zechariah 9 chapter. Let's be free in the spirit. Let's be free in the spirit. Repent means get rid of any perceived ideas of how God works.
Amen.
And believe, forcefully believe the living work of God. Now, here. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Are we anything? The song of God said, there's no good thing in me. I'm not special. I'm all unique. Oh, but who am I? That God have teach me as a son. So, let the sons know. It's him. It's now. In 9 chapters of the cry. 11, mark this. As for you, because of blood of mine common with you, call your attention, brothers and sisters. When in the history of Israel, the blood covenant was given?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When? When? The blood covenant was given. We normally think it's the day the man of Moses coming down from heaven, bring the covenant and write it down. That's not it. It was given on the day of the Passover. When the Lamb of God was sacrificed. And they were seen.
Jesus.
Yes, they were, that would give. Internally, he passed. He was the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. We're talking about the internal covenant. But I'm pointing to a revelation.
Hallelujah.
That there is a particular moment the Lord said, I have you covered under my blood. Hallelujah, the blood of the purpose.
Amen.
Right? Hallelujah, sealed you. Sealed you. Sealed you. Sealed you for what? For destruction? Yes, for sure. But seal you for something else. That's oftentimes we think is about the get rid of the angels. Am I right?
Yes.
Amen.
But God has much more. He has a true purpose to do that. You think about it, after 430 years, he met that moment for something greater. Because he ordered as a start of a new year, new calendar. Go ahead. Yeah, a total change. So here referring to the blood in the beginning that was shed in the garden. About Adam, you know, the blood. God slain the lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
The goat is slay this all wrong. He slay a lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. Covered him. Indeed, before Adam, I will tell you that. An innocent lamb. That lovely lamb. And the helpless lamb. And God slain before him. So he can clear idea of what is done.
So that ikaleta ile mabadiliko ndani ya mioyo na ndani ya mawazo ya watu.
This is so so cutting his heart.
Na hiyo ikawa ndani ya moyo wa Mungu.
In the days he recognized what cost him.
Na hiyo ndio ikaleta sasa watu wakaona ile mambo ambayo iko mbele ama mambo mazito ambayo inakuja.
So he always consecrated as a way for to worship God. So he has a remembrance what his sin had cost him. Every time his hand has to cover land. Some say, I don't know that. He is a deceiver. He don't know. That's why Abel was a righteous. That's why his blood was considered the beginning of the cry. In the same the cry not turn with me. Then you understand the revelation we're talking about. I'm speaking Passover and the first fruits. I'm speaking about the sealing of God for the sons. Speaking about the Passover in the heavens now.
Yeah, anaongea juu ya Passover ya ufalme wa Mungu kwa sasa.
That is every son of God of this age.
Kila mtoto wa Mungu kwa wakati huu
has to go through, be sealed.
Lazima aende ndani sana, ndani kabisa.
Sealed by what?
Na awe na neno la Mungu kabisa.
Sealed by this blood of the lamb.
Now, akuwe ndani ya damu ya mwana kondoo.
How it being done?
Na itafanyika namna gani?
Through the word of the mouth of God.
Kupitia kwa neno na neno linalotoka kwa kinywa cha yeye cha Mungu mwenyewe.
Don't miss it.
Amen. Watu wasikae nje ya maneno haya.
There are times you induce in your teaching.
Kuna wakati tunataka kuforce ma fundisho kwa watu.
You give the light to the corners.
Kaza kidogo kidogo ile ya kando kando hii.
You point them to somewhere.
Na unaiweka tena mbali hata wewe mwenyewe ufuate hiyo mwangaza.
You don't want them to stumble.
Unataka watu waanguke.
You want them to go where he need to go.
Unataka waende mahali upenye unataka waende.
But.
Lakini.
But when you are there.
Lakini kwa sababu uko hapo.
You have arrived.
Una uwezo sasa.
The light don't move.
Well, sasa mwangaza istembe tembe huku na huku.
It's done. You are here.
Unasikia?
Let's start your thing.
Wacha tuanze maneno ya kweli na tufanye mambo ya kweli.
Malaya. Hallelujah. Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Listen.
Sikiliza sasa.
I have fist.
Nimetembea.
I have marriage fist.
Na nimetembea.
For my son.
So that kwenu.
And send out the servants.
Na nimeona, nimetuma watumwa wangu.
To sing those who love me.
Kufanya, kuleta mioyo kwangu.
They have my door said, Lord be here.
Wanatangaza uponyaji, Mungu ataponya wewe.
So the servants go to every door.
Na wanaenda kwa kila mlango.
To the highways, the byways.
Kuhubiri, mimi mtumishi wa Mungu.
Then the people said,
na watu wanasema,
no.
Awezi mtumishi.
We got good things going on.
Tuko na mambo ya maana kufanya kuliko hiyo maneno.
We don't need to go where you need to tell us to go.
Kwa nini natuambia tuende hapa?
So God said, okay, leave them alone.
Na Mungu akasema, wachana na watu aina hiyo.
Go to the byways.
Nyinyi endeni kwingine.
Go to the place.
Naenda kwa mahali.
Where I am not called.
Mimi sitaitwa na Mungu.
And they have not named themselves my people.
Na wao watu hawachajiweka kwa wanajiweka tu wanataka kujiweka tu kwa kazi ya Mungu.
Let them come.
Wacha wakuje.
Come to my face.
Wakuje waone mwangaza ya Bwana.
So they come.
Na wakakuja.
Do they come?
Wakakuja.
Not much.
Bila kuenda mambo mengi.
To boasting God.
Ama kuongea sana.
And they come.
Walikuja.
Where's it go?
Na Mungu wako wapi?
This is the goal? Go nowhere? Yeah. No.
Hatuendi pahali hapana.
To go to the house the Lord where the fist is.
Hey, wacha wakuje kwa nyumba ya Bwana wapate mwangaza ya Bwana.
As they go in?
Wakakuja ndani?
You unclean this?
Na nguo zao zote mbaya.
With dirty face.
Na nguo zao mbaya.
No. God has a wow.
Amen.
Passover.
He said, let me wash you. Let me wash you.
Na wakaoshwa.
Let me seal you.
Na wakapewa neno.
You're no longer outsider.
Na unaona mambo namna gani hapo nje?
You're my guest in my home.
Sasa ukapewa mkeni.
You have place for my people.
Sasa ukakaa kwa meza.
Be careful.
Ukikaa kwa meza chunguza.
Dirty clothes one.
Mchafu wahitaji.
And one wrong. Do the old thing. All the stuff for life when I do it. Forceful man take a hold. Knock on the door. After God has knocked on your door.
Wakati Mungu anakonga mlango yako.
The Bible said,
Biblia nasema,
the Lord said,
na Mungu akasema,
there are 10 virgins waiting.
Na akasema, kuna wanawake, wanawali kumi wanangoja.
So let's be wise.
Wacha tukue watu wa hekima.
Not everybody and the door waiting is permitted.
Sio kila mtu mwenye anatangaza hii maneno amepewa hiyo uwezo.
You got to have something in your lamb.
Lazima ukuwe na kitu kwa ile tove yako ama kwa taa yako.
Yes. The forceful man to hold it. Hallelujah.
Yoyote ambaye anasikia neno anapokea kitu.
Come back to the sitting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you come. This is how you come. in 12 chapters of Zechariah. Hallelujah! Hallelujah.
Chapter
Zechariah. Amen.
I will pour out on the house of David.
Nitaweka nini mwaga kwa nyumba ya Daudi.
And the inhabitant of Jerusalem.
Na ile heaven Jerusalem.
The spirit of what?
Roho ya nini?
Grace.
Ya neema.
That means mercy.
Ya na maanisha kuhumiwa.
Translation may be of compassion, basically.
Ile ambayo naona uko ndani sana.
Just like he remembers his lights in the day of their slavery.
Hiyo ndio wakati ambao Mungu alikumbuka Waisraeli wakati walikuwa na shida.
And supplication.
Na kasikia maombi yao.
That one means? That means they will be sorrowful. They had to cry.
Anasema hiyo lazima watalia.
Yes, this will happen to Israelites.
Lakini ikafanyika hii.
In Moses' time.
Wakati wa Mose, wa Musa.
Sure it happened this time.
Na ikafanyika hiyo wakati.
That's the remembrance when
yon
Adam.
Wakati watu walikumbukwa wakati wa Adam.
Remorsed.
Yeah, wakakumbukwa sana.
And made remembrance.
Na wakaenda kwa Mungu akumbukwe.
That he was preserved.
Na wakaokolewa.
Because the blood was
shed.
But he cannot be restored.
Na, hiyo wakati wa Adam, padre Adam mwenyewe hakuwa kuombolewa.
So he has a sorrow in his heart.
Na akawa na shida kwa moyo wake.
He cried.
Akalia sana.
And the blood cried.
Na hata damu ikalia.
On her behalf. Even the soul and the spirit of
Almighty
in the heart is a son.
Na kwa moyo wa mtoto wake.
Do you understand me?
Unamuelewa sana wadugu?
This is the same.
Amen.
Hii ndio mambo ambayo anataka nyinyi watu wa Bungoma mtangaze mahali penye Mungu.
When this is sealed.
Amen.
Hiyo ndio maneno ambayo ikawekwa kibali na Mungu.
Redemption.
Ukombozi kaingia mji.
Is here.
Na imeingia kwa sasa.
Sonship is truly restored.
Watoto wa Mungu wakainuliwa na wakapewa sasa neno la Mungu.
I will show you.
Nataka kuwaonyesha kitu kabla sijafunga.
Let's continue the reading.
Wacha tusome hili.
They will look on me.
Wataangalia Mungu.
The one they have pierced.
Yeyote ambayo wamepisha mlango. Wataangalia mimi wenye wako na alama.
The word pierced.
Neno alama.
In Jewish, in Hebrew word.
Kwa Yahudi inasema hivi.
Is the same word.
Na ni inasema.
As one who is slain.
Iye naongea juu ya mwana kondoo aliyechinjwa.
Means a deadly blow.
Inasema yule ambaye aliyekufa.
A deadly wound.
Kitu ambayo yani mahali ambapo pamecharazwa.
Now you understand.
Sasa ukaelewa sasa.
This translation describes his on the cross.
Sasa hii inaongea mambo ya Kristo akiwa msalabani.
But if we translate a dead corpse.
Wakati na lakini tukiweka tofauti kwamba ni kondoo ambaye anachinjwa kipelekwa kwa bucha.
Then we know he's not the lamb on the cross.
Then sasa tunajua sasa hiyo sio Kristo, hiyo ni kondoo anachinjwa nyumbani.
Yeah, he is.
Inaweza kuwa hivyo.
Not in the form of Mary and man.
Lakini sio hivyo vile wao nafikiria.
But the perfect lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world.
Lakini ni kondoo ambaye ilikuwa imetayarishwa kuchinjwa kabla ya misingi ya ulimwengu.
You don't slay a lamb.
Na wewe chinja makondoo kondoo tu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Nothing.
Bila sababu. Hii ilichinjwa na sababu.
And that is a covenant here.
Na hiyo sasa ikawekwa akano hapa ukisoma hiyo na Biblia nimekupatia maskripti zote nimekupatia.
9:11 again.
Kwa hiyo sasa 11 sasa.
As for you.
Anasema sasa kwenu sasa.
Because the blood.
Kwa ajili ya damu ya mwana kondoo.
Of my covenant.
Sasa akano langu ndani yenu.
With you.
Iko na wewe.
I will free you.
Nitafungua wewe.
Your prisoner is wrong translation.
Ile ufungwa wako hiyo.
Yes. It's a place you deep prayed for any right.
Sana, sana, sana.
To inherit anything.
Umefungwa usipoke kitu chochote.
Remember Joseph, how he was cut off.
Angalia Yosefu vile aliwekwa nje.
He was put into a pit.
Na akawekwa ndani ya ufungwa.
Sailed into slavery or captivity.
Akawekwa ndani ya chela watu waliona.
This is what happened to man.
Hii ndio huwa inafanyika kwa watu wa Mungu.
In the beginning.
Na kwa mwanzo.
He was cast out.
Na aliwekwa nje.
Of the inheritance of God.
Kando na kia ndani ya ubiti wa Bwana.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now we amen. So the three prisoners from the waterless pit.
Anasema amefungua nyinyi kwa mambo ya ufungwa na utumwa.
Has less to do with
man.
Haina mambo mengine.
With a human blight.
Haiongei juu ya wanadamu.
In particular.
Kwa watu tofauti tofauti.
Like even Joseph.
Haiongei juu ya watu wa Joseph. Josephat.
Yeah, all the Israelites in the Egyptian land.
Ama Egypt ama mambo mengine.
Oh, even Christ come on the board.
Yes, akikuja ndani ya ocean ama kwa nini akiwa na kwa boti akitembea.
The Jews.
Na ama Wayahudi.
Under the royal Roman.
Ama wengine huko Roma.
No.
Uh-uh.
It's much bigger.
Hii ni Mungu mwenyewe anaangaza.
Yes. Those are mere type shadows.
Hiyo ndio vitu ambazo inakaa kama vitu ndogo ndogo.
Talking.
Ikifanya kazi.
The loss of some ship.
Hiyo ndio kupoteza mwangaza ndani ya makanisa.
And it's a privilege. It's a...
Lakini nataka kuambia hii.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do we get this?
Munapata hii vizuri?
Amen. Amen.
I will free
Amen.
Nitaweka huru.
Whoever the son set free.
Yoyote mwana kondoo anamweka huru.
Is free in.
Amen.
Kwa huru kweli kweli.
Not merely human soul.
Amen.
Sio vitu ya wanadamu.
Human blood.
Ama kondoo ya wanadamu ama damu ya kondoo.
The conditions our sorrowful hearts.
Ama ile vitu ambavyo najiwekea kwa moyo.
The true freedom, all Christian, is a growing
form.
Oh, the freedom or the liberty of the Son of God.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
And this is how it's been done. Because the blood of the covenant. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
With every covenant, there will be a ministry. Do you get it? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this every covenant, the ministry thereof, will have a servant to serve. The ministers.
Itakuwa na watu ambao watakuwa na hudumia kanisa la Mungu.
In the original word of God.
Kwa maneno ya kwanza ya Mungu.
We call the priests of the Most High God.
Tulikuwa na watu wanaitwa wafalme wa neno la Mungu.
Yeah. They have the first
makuhani
to be sons.
Hao ndio watu wa kwanza yani wa kupewa huduma.
If they are not sons,
kama hakuna watu,
they have no place in the service, you see.
Then hakuna haja ya kazi ya Mungu.
Because it's the service itself.
Because the very couple
is not about forgiving the sins.
It's
not about merely the work of death.
Hii si kazi ya watu wafu.
That you don't end it up in the grave. It's much, much more. It's not for sin. Yes, it is for sin, but it's a starter. But for the restoration sonship. That means you come out of the grave.
Inasema sasa toka ndani ya ile shisiwa.
And you ascend.
Na ukuje usimame.
and you will sit.
Na ukae.
Done.
Ukae.
With
na ukae sasa.
Other sons of God.
Na ukae na watoto wa Mungu wengine.
Yeah, the grief.
Na ile kuchukumia.
Is your doorpost.
Iyo sasa ikuwe yako, lakini Mungu anataka utoke ndani.
Because without God.
Bila Mungu.
You're dead.
Wewe umekufa.
Do you know you're dead?
Unajua hiyo?
Somebody with a key comes.
Unajua hiyo?
Let me open up.
Yes.
The gates of heed.
Anataka sasa kufungua milango sasa.
The death guard, the death angel.
Kufunga milango zote ambazo za watu wafu.
Wow, no hold.
When you want to will.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
But to release from that gate the waterless feet.
Ah. Kama unataka kufungulia kwa hiyo hiyo milango
is not good enough.
Hiyo si sasa si hiyo ni si kitu rahisi hivyo.
Yes. He wants
anataka
the gate of his strong his heaven to be opened.
Ile milango kubwa kubwa ya binguni ifunguke.
Am I right, my brother, sister?
My brothers and sisters, mnasikia hiyo?
Yes, there are different levels of gates or wheels.
Kuna vile watu wanatumika tofauti kwa Mungu.
Before the ark.
Hata mbele ya ile sanduku la kam.
Even the ark itself.
Hata sanduku la kam lenyewe.
Work like a gate.
Now, hiyo inafanya kazi kama milango.
But God is well sitting on it.
Lakini Mungu atakaa kwa hiyo.
Really? He's sitting on it.
Lakini Mungu ataiwekea ile akano kubwa.
With himself.
Yeye mwenyewe.
A internal oath on himself.
Anapeana uzima wa milele.
Not for rejection.
Sio kwa kukataliwa.
It's 11 o'clock.
Lakini kuiweka.
For those who have.
Kwa wale ambao waliotengwa kabla ya misingi ya ulimwengu.
You got it.
Unaipata sasa?
That's why. The two tablet stones.
Hiyo ndio sababu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now that is fulfilled.
Hallelujah.
The two tablet stones right in your heart.
Inakuja kwa moyo wako.
And you opened.
Na inakuja na unafungua.
To his heart.
Na kwa moyo wako.
The truth.
Hallelujah.
The glory of the Father will be one with the glory of the Son. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see that? Hallelujah. Someone said, I don't know. It's strange to me.
Anasema ajui.
That the ark will be considered a gate.
Hiyo ndio milango na uiona kama malango.
Yeah. Oh.
It's off.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who is off?
Yeah.
The mark is off?
Yeah, the network right there.
Okay. Yeah. Lord, we bless you.
We bless you, Lord.
Not everybody
yes.
can be here. They can, because it's God ordered. As show tell Moses. When this is coming, we'll see the power of God in its particular ways.
Mm.
Then we'll see the devil we disturb. He moves, you know, he tried to distract. You understand my point, you know? And if I'm not prepared for this, without have clear vision, that the things that will be accomplished and we were able to enter into, imagine. If I'm merely a guest. I don't know what's really going on inside, am I? Right? Mm. In the mind of the host.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they have different perspective. It doesn't mean he did anything wrong.
Mm.
It's only that he don't know the things that you want. He's not looking forward for that. He's looking forward to sit down, enjoy the day, have a good time. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
But the host have a different perspective. He rejoiced all the same, more, you know. He did everything so everybody can rejoice. But he have a different perspective. He's waiting. He's waiting for the moment. He's waiting for things to be arranged in good order. Am I right? So everything Okay, how good it works. This is how God works sometimes. Prepared everything. He sent the notice to everybody, you know. He arranged everything. He called all the people. Then finally the day comes. Few will be chosen. Many are called, few will be chosen. We think it's human conditions, my sin, my ways, my gift, my commitment to God. Forceful man take a hold of it. John the Baptist message. Is John a bad man? Is John a loud God? He's not given the revelation, see? So you can't understand it. The things was really given to him. I mean, it's fulfill its purpose. He can move on to the next thing, in a sense, you know? It doesn't mean God said you're unhappy with you, I'm done with you, you know, those foolish thinkings. No, it's only that Peter is here. The one has let him hear, have a ear, let him hear. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now when this happened, then the real stuff happened. The real stuff happened. Man said, here's the argument of this maybe pride. But man will challenge it. Man said, oh no, only Christ can do that. Mm-hmm. You tell me what Christ does. Tell what Paul did. Tell Peter what he did. Tell the high priest that he thinks he is taking that honor himself. But that's a whole argument. I mean, a foolish man. That sounds prideful, am I right? Unhumble. My God. You just missed the whole point. That's how God does it. There's no anointing, so-called anointing, without anointing of a king, without anointing of a priest. There's just two genuine anointings.
Mm.
In Christ, they are one. Means that no anointing comes. It's not for your good feelings, for your gifts. It's to enable you into a capacity. You see, sonship. The business of Father in sonship. What? Am I to office become one?
Hallelujah.
The anointing will teach you all things. He not only going to convict your sins, that's important. Give you revelation or gift you with this and that. You will be thus like him. Anyone speak as if we don't have a fellowship with the Father, the Son. It's not of us. If you really know, you will know who I am. Because we have this fellowship. Oh my God, how many miracles do you need? Unless we are purposing things in the wrong context. Don't think we can miss it, because John missed it.
He missed it.
He totally missed it.
Yeah, he missed.
You see that? He missed. Yeah.
After working the powerful anointing.
Yeah.
Moving the world.
Exactly.
You know, he moved the world.
Yeah.
John indeed moved the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, he missed.
He missed it.
I have that revelation.
I know. But it's important.
I have that is powerful.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
Yeah.
When one steps there, I'm telling you. Oh, you steer me up.
Oh, the house can come down.
Oh my God.
My brother, the house can come down. He missed.
He missed it. Mm. So the anointing will teach you all things.
Mm. Well.
What are you teaching?
Oh. We don't want to come out of the fellowship. Oh. What are you going to
teach? Oh.
You just deny the whistle. You have the Antichrist spirit. You don't even know. I'm speaking blondly with you. Anyone denies this anointing works through human flesh, blood, not me, but Christ lives in me. Not me speaking, not me doing the work, but God who is in me.
Hallelujah.
So don't tell me I cannot do it. I'm doing it.
Hallelujah.
I am it. Unless you have another way to go around, I don't know what you're going around with. You don't tell a king he can't manage his kingdom. If you tell him that, don't be a king.
Yeah.
You're never going to be a king.
Yeah,
you'll
be king.
You just give up. I don't. You don't. You can live wherever you want in my kingdom. Even. You can serve me, but you will never be the king. Why you can't be the king? Because you don't want it, you see?
Help us not to miss, Father.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. You don't want it. You want many other things, but you don't want a kingship. Now people said, oh, do you think you're something? I understand through the years. My God. My God, until you die, empty yourself, make sure you have no personal thing, you don't get it. You are never able to touch it. You'll be destroyed by it if you want it. So don't even ask for it if that is in your heart. Don't touch it. It's not yours. Oh, it'll burn you, you know, shrug you down. That means it's a fearful thing. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hand of God. We make it so. We think it's a little saint. No, he was talking about this particular thing. Don't touch the holy things of the Lord. Don't make another thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't make another thing. If we make it another thing, will be burned. Will be burned. Now, that's the fear of the Lord. The true meaning and the fear of the Lord. And with this fear, reverence and mind, then we understand wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The true anointing sunshine comes. The fear of the Lord is a starting point, you see? But, oh my God, don't tell me John Baptist don't have wisdom. David Solomon don't have wisdom. They have wisdom. They had wisdom. God said they have wisdom. Am I inside understandings? Am I right? So, when Christ said, I have wisdom, a different wisdom. So what is he saying? He's saying Solomon don't have wisdom?
Yeah.
No, he's saying Solomon's wisdom is lesser than this wisdom,
yeah,
a greater wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, in the midst of the disciples, other who challenged his teaching, he said, listen, one who is better than Solomon is here.
Mm-hmm.
You want the wisdom of God, and you're looking to Solomon, go to Solomon to try to hear him. Yeah? He has wisdom. And God's wisdom was here. But one better than Solomon is here. What are you talking about? Assumption. This assumption.
Hallelujah.
Who can access the ark? The high priest. Anointing. Who is a solid man?
Hallelujah.
You're not kidding.
Oh.
People say, oh, I understand that. I understand that. I know everything, particular things of the ordinance is good for you, Pharisees. Mm-hmm. You don't know anything. Mm-hmm. Because it's about assumption, you see. Mm-hmm. People never sit down on the right hand of God, be told about him. He has no idea.
Yeah.
He often thinks that's a joke, that's just a good hope. That's a something okay. No. No. That's how we are taught as a son. Draw boldly to the Son of God. But you don't first come as a full-fledged son.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. On the Son of God, he didn't say you sit on a ring, but you can be my son. Sitting on, look what I'm doing. So you see the right hand of God, that means you are in the business. In the ancient time, a king will always have his ear, the prince he wants to raise up. Meaning all his sons. Not necessarily the next one, am I right? To hallelujah.
To send the ministering angels of heaven to surround them day by night for your glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Love you, God, for the provision that Lord you're providing unto them, even to have time to share to us the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Mm.
Pray that, Father, you anoint them more, you empower them, strengthen them day by night, and thank you that God for the heart of accepting to be used by you, Heavenly Father,
hallelujah,
to preach the gospel around the world.
Mm.
We worship you and honor you, my God.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus'
name.
Amen.
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 Let me go on with that.
Amen.
Zechariah, I will show you mysteries.
Nataka
kuwaonyesha. Zechariah 9. No. I'm going to be simmer down a little bit here. Now, so here I will free your prisoner from the waterless pit. Am I right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's remember speaking a prototype. The language is borrowed from a story of Joseph.
Hapa ni maneno mawili matatu hivi ambayo anaongea na anataka waonyeshe vile Yusufu anakaa.
Joseph, the restorer of God's host.
Yusufu anatumika kama mtu ambaye anarejesha nyumba ya Mungu.
The preserver of the hope of God on earth.
Analeta watu katika msingi ya Bwana.
The remnant.
Tumaini kwa watu ambao walioachwa.
Of God's people.
Kwa watu wa Mungu.
In a strange land.
Kwa inchi ambayo siyo yake.
A picture of the church.
Na naonyesha iyo nini ya kanisa.
As well our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hapo na Yesu anakuchia hapo.
Who is in heaven.
Na hako binguni kwa sasa.
Waiting for us.
Anangoja sisi.
To be restored.
Ili tuirejeshwe upya.
Now then, let's go on. There is a unity here.
Na hapa tunaonyeshwa.
12 chapter.
Ile umoja.
Ukiwa. The 12 words. 9 chapter, 12 words.
Okay, ile ya 9, 12.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
Amen.
Turn to your fortress and word fortress again is a wrong translation. I'll tell you.
Sasa inaonyeshwa, lakini sasa wana tafsiri yake ni ngumu.
It was speaking about the homestead, okay?
Alikuwa anaongea juu ya nyumbani ama mitaa.
It's like, you know, you have an estate, you're going to build a stronghold.
Anasema pengine huko na mji, unataka kuweka hapo nyumba.
So Joseph lost his homestead.
Na watu walipoteza manyumba zao.
His brothers cast him into a pit.
Na ndugu zake, wakamrusha inje kando na nyumba, na ile mahali penye anataka na apewe.
You would think I stretch too much of this imagery, I will tell you.
Naona sasa hii maneno ni ngumu, na lakini nataka kuwaeleza.
This is God's prophetic language.
Hii ndiyo sasa maneno ya unabii ya Mungu.
This is how he teaches.
Na hapa ndivyo anavyohubiri ama anavyofundisha watu.
proceeding to this verse,
kuendelea na hiyo maneno ya mbaya kwa hii mstari,
mention two things.
Anaongea maneno mawili.
Daughter of Zion, daughter of Jerusalem.
Anaongea juu ya binti Sayuni, binti ya Yerusalemu.
When you are daughter and are married,
wakati mtoto wako anaolewa,
you have no position.
Wewe hauna urithi wowote.
To own any real inheritance or estate.
Wewe huwezi pewa chochote kuhusu yeye anavyoolewa.
Second, you don't have anything to produce generations.
Wewe nawe utaachwa hivyo, hauna mahali pa kuendelea naye.
So it's not talking about purity here, often it's taking.
Hapa ongei kuhusu sasa maneno mzuri.
But speaking like Eve or somewhere else without a true inheritance.
Anaongea kuhusu mambo mazuri lakini hauna uwezo kwa hiyo.
Waiting for the blessing.
Anaongea kwa hiyo baraka
of marriage. Then when he married,
lakini wakati naolewa,
he was sure was the inheritance of father.
Iko na shida hapo katikati.
He can reproduce now.
He's
not the owner. So, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's the wife owner. Hallelujah.
Watu ambao wana hekima kupata vitu.
You understand my point. Am right? Hallelujah.
Unapata hiyo maneno?
In a sense, you is restored.
Anawaambia mmefunguliwa.
One with her husband.
Mkuwe pamoja na Kristo.
One flesh blood.
Na mmoja kwa mwingine.
Under a covenant, the blessings.
Kwa ila kano la baraka.
Am right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We see that. Am right. Hallelujah.
Unaona hiyo?
That being said.
Hiyo ikisemwa.
So Ephraim here.
Unapata Ephraimu hapa.
The second son of Joseph.
Mwana wa pili wa Yusufu.
Means very much the restoration of the church.
Anaongea kuhusu urejesho.
Yes. Hallelujah. So this is what it is.
Hiyo ndiyo vile ilivyo.
Well said.
Biblia inasema,
return to your homestead.
Anasema rudini kwa Mungu.
You are no longer a stranger in another land.
Wewe hautakuwa mgeni tena katika shamba.
A slave have nothing.
Mtu mwenye hana chochote.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, if the blood of my covenant with you now, he said, you will now announce.
Sasa kwa sasa, ninatangaza.
That word announce is not merely make a loud noise.
Sasa kutangaza inamaanisha unaongea na nguvu.
Rather, in all the official in the court.
Hata wakiwa ndani ya koti, sasa mnaona sasa watu wenye wanasikia sasa wanatangaziwa.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We said, that's not right.
Anasema hiyo, hata wengine wanasema hiyo si kweli matangazo hiyo.
Let's see the second part of 9 verse.
Lakini wacha tuone hiyo maneno anasema nini.
See your king.
Anasema angalia mfalme wenu.
Hallelujah. Righteous and have salvation, gentle, riding on a donkey.
Anakuja na wokovu na amekaa katika punda.
Take notes of the word donkey here.
Sasa unaangalia hii hapa anaongea juu ya punda.
I'm mentioning a little bit later. Hallelujah.
Nitaongea baadaye hiyo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Donkey.
Punda inamaanisha.
Want the best.
Inaongea juu ya mnyama.
Seems of use.
Na inafanyiwa kazi.
But he's not of your will. You see, he's not pleased to be used by you.
Lakini haichakubali kutumika.
Speak about the humanity.
Inaongea juu ya mtu.
The rebellious nature of man.
Mtu mwenye hataki kutumika.
Paul used another word called the Adamic nature.
Paulo anatumia lugha nyingine akisema watu ambao hataki kutumika.
The sinful nature.
Ile ambayo ya kawaida.
But this one,
lakini hapa,
this is a simple thing.
Ni kitu raisi.
It will be subdued.
Atawekwa kando.
By the king.
Na mfalme.
When it's subdued,
wakati anawekwa,
the Lord said,
na Mungu akasema,
is ready for me to marry you.
Ako tayari kuolewa sasa.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So hold still.
Na itawekwa namna gani?
The donkey.
Ile ya mpunda.
Has to be redeemed.
Lazima ikombolewe.
As a lamb.
Kama mwanakondoo.
And be sacrificed.
Na iwekwe kama dhabihu.
He said, oh, I don't know that.
Mnaweza sema hatujui haya.
That's what it means, the Passover.
Hiyo ndiyo inamaanisha kuhusu ibada maalum takatifu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mosen.
Nyinyi.
You're no longer donkey anymore in Gaza.
Nyinyi si mna tena.
Now you are son because of the Lamb of God.
Sasa nyinyi ni watoto wa Mungu kwa sababu ya mana ya sataka aliyejitolea kwa msalaba.
And I'm going to read.
Now, okay, mambo mengi naweza soma.
But you read yourself.
Lakini mengi mtachisomea wenyewe kwa sababu nyinyi ni mapastors.
Psalm 32.
Saburi 32.
We continue teaching here.
Tutaendelea hapa.
So here, yeah. 12 said, now announce is speaking, but the king give a decree.
Hapa 9 Zakaria 12 anasema sasa ninawatangazieni.
Just like
hii anaonyesha
the high priest.
Kuhani mkuu.
Come out before the ark God.
Anakuja kwa kano kutoka kwa kano na Mungu.
And tell all the people of Israel.
Anaambia watoto wa Israeli.
This is what God said.
Hii ndio Mungu anasema.
And it shall be done.
Na itafanyika.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So kingship and priesthood in one.
Ufalme. Ya ufalme pamoja na ukuhani utatembea pamoja.
Because this is a royal priesthood.
Kwa sababu ni ufalme wa nguvu.
He has internal covenant.
Iko na kano ndani yake.
And the thing he will minister announce.
Sasa hiyo maneno nayo tangaza inatangaziwa.
For us.
Ama unahubiri inatangaziwa kwetu.
For us.
Kwetu.
You want to be a Joseph?
Unataka ukue Yusufu?
This is who you are.
Hiyo ndiyo vile ulivyo.
Don't be a Joseph in man's imagination.
Usikuwe Yusufu kwa kufikiria.
The soulish predictions.
Kufikiria kwa moyo.
Receive the pure, holy, internal inheritance.
Pokea ile akano, ile takatifu ndani yako.
Call it hallelujah.
Iite sasa hallelujah.
Not inherits on earth.
Isikuwe ya dunia.
But the inheritance of heaven.
Ikwe ya binguni.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Mm.
Amen.
Mm.
You won't be this Joseph.
Tunataka wewe ukwe Yusufu.
Not the other Joseph.
Usikwe tu Yusufu mwingine huyo. Yaliyofungwa.
You want to have this king.
Unataka tukue na ile upako wa ufalme.
To tell you what you're going to have.
Na tuangazie watu maneno tuko nayo.
Not the king human court.
Ile ambayo mfalme akutangaza maneno kwa
utu. To tell you what you're going to have.
Angaza na kutangaza maneno yanayotaka kuwa nayo.
You want to have this double portion.
Unataka kuwa na nini urithi mbili.
In the estate.
Na katika hiyo nafasi.
Or the inheritance.
Katika ile kurithi.
Of your heavenly father.
Kwa baba wa binguni.
Not the inheritance.
Sio urithi.
The estate.
Ile ya ulimwengu.
Of our soul.
Ya moyo wetu.
But of our spirit.
Ama ya roho.
In Christ Jesus.
Ya roho katika Bwana.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then we see what God is going to do.
Sasa hapo tutaona yenye Mungu anataka kufanya.
In 12:13 he said.
Kwa 13 anasema hivi.
And we know the words before that. Restore twice as much to you.
Anasema atawapatia mara pili.
Means double portion.
Hiyo inamaanisha urithi wa pili. Inamaanisha urithi mara pili.
Yeah. So I will bend to Judah, 13.
13 anasema Judah atavunjwa.
Yeah. As bent what? Hallelujah.
Vile alivyovunja.
Bow.
Ile alivyovunja mbao moja.
Filled with Ephraim.
Na atakuwa pamoja na Ephraim.
Judah speaking about.
Judah anaongea juu.
The blessing of the father for the son.
Juu ya baraka za Mungu kwa mtoto.
So Ephraim here.
Na Ephraim naye.
Is the son itself.
Na ni mtoto kivyake.
When they feeding together.
Wakati wako pamoja.
The covenant fulfilled.
Sasa urithi itakamilika.
Inheritance pass on.
Agano itakamilika kwa ajili ya urithi sasa.
Yep. We're going to talk more in Genesis.
Taongea mambo mengi kuhusu hiyo vile mambo iko.
Refer to the Passover.
Vile Passover inakaa.
I don't want to with details.
Hataenda mambo mengi kwa hiyo.
But you do read.
Wewe mwenyewe jisome.
How?
Hiyo yote.
Israel.
Na usome vile wa Israeli.
Oh, Jacob.
Watoto wa Yakobo.
The father of the horse.
Baba wa nyumba.
Passed on.
Vile alivyoendelea.
His double portion land.
Vile alivyoendelea katika urithi wa shamba na baraka nyingi alizokuwa nazo.
To Joseph.
Kwa Yusufu.
To Joseph.
Kwa Yusufu.
Or rather.
Ama.
Through Joseph.
Kupitia kwa Yusufu.
To Ephraim.
Kwa Ephraim.
His son.
Hapa kama mtoto wake.
Whose name means.
Kwa ni jina lake ni
double portion.
Inamaanisha urithi mara pili ama urithi wa pili.
Or twice.
Ama mara pili.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In Genesis 48,
Genesis ama mwanzo 48.
Yes. This is how you're blessed.
Hapa ndivyo natakana kusema amina.
20 verse.
20.
The two brothers. That day, I said,
akasema,
in your name,
kwa jina lako,
in whose name?
Kwa jina la nani?
The Bible clear said, it's a singular name.
Anasema kwa jina ile ambayo la kipekee.
That means the father.
Na akaongea kuhusu baba sasa. Inamaanisha baba.
Now including the son.
Na sasa anaweka watoto.
I hope it don't cause confusion.
Sitaki nyinyi mpewe, muzipate hili neno vizuri.
By claiming that.
Na mkiwa mnasema.
It's not Elohim, you see.
Ya kwamba si Mungu.
Yeah, it's a singular name.
Hii Mungu anatoa tu jina.
The father.
Anasema baba.
Who can bless.
Mwenye anabariki.
So Jacob.
Yakobo.
Said, I want in this name.
Nataka kwa jina hili.
As a father.
Kama baba.
Bless my son.
Bariki mtoto wangu.
Give him my inheritance.
Mpatie urithi wake.
This is what happened.
Hii ilifanyika.
In your name.
In your name.
Your Israel.
Your Israeli.
The king of God.
Mfalme wa Mungu.
The prince of God. Announce. Yeah, or proclaim.
Ikatangaziwa.
Pronounce.
Na ikatenenwa.
This blessing.
Baraka hii.
You see that? Same thing.
Mnaona haya neno hilo linaingia.
May God make you.
Wacha Mungu akufanye.
Like Ephraim.
Akufanye kama Ephraim.
And Manasseh.
Na Manasseh.
So who is really blessed him? He give him estate.
Unaona sasa Mungu anambariki na anampa mahali ya urithi.
Where he will rest his bones.
Mahali penye ataweka mifupa yake.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's read. 21.
21.
Then Israel.
Na kasema wa Israeli.
Not Jacob, but Israel, the prince, the king of God.
Wa Israeli wakabariki sasa.
Said to Joseph.
Wakaongea juu ya Yusufu.
He said, I'm going to die.
Mimi naenda kukufa.
But God will bless you.
Lakini Mungu atakuwa pamoja nawe.
And take you back.
Amen.
To the land your father.
Na atarudisha wewe kwa shamba la baba yako.
The land.
Iyo shamba.
The inheritance.
Iyo ndiyo shamba la urithi wako.
As to you. Hallelujah.
Lakini kwako.
I want to see.
Amen.
As one who is over your brothers.
Wewe nawe uko juu ya manduku zako. Wow. Nimesoma vizuri wa ndugu hiyo Genesis 48 hiyo kuanzia hiyo mstari wa 20.
That's our Lord Jesus, the firstborn among many.
Hapo ndio Kristo ndugu wetu wa kwanza kwa mwandugu wote wengi.
Are you with me, brothers, sisters?
Muko pamoja na ndugu huyu vile naongea ndugu zangu wa ndugu wa
Amen.
I might not be able to explain everything to you today.
Wenda asiongee mambo mengi sana ama asiongee msimuelewe vizuri, lakini kwa leo
if I'm missing anything or like a contest,
ataki mpoteze kitu yoyote na mkiona mnapoteza yoyote,
turn to those brothers sisters.
Enda tu kwa wanduku wengine hawa
who are more knowledgeable.
Wenye wako na hekima mingi.
Of the story in the Bible.
Na kwa maneno haya ya Biblia.
For some discussion.
Na muanze kuongea kama wandugu na dada.
So you get a hold.
So that upate vizuri.
What I truly want to tell you.
Kwa maneno mengi ambayo nataka niwaambie.
Not just the revelation of the word of God.
Kwa ufunuo wa Bwana ambao Mungu amenipa.
But the real thing.
Lakini ile yenyewe.
The double portion.
Ile urithi wa pili.
Of sonship.
Ya watoto wa Mungu.
Hallelujah. Do we believe? Do we know it's real?
Mnaamini haya yote?
Have not God to us, sir.
Yaacha Mungu aongee na nyinyi.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is how you get it.
Mnaipokea hiyo? Mnapokea hiyo?
A personal
Amen.
Note or sharing.
Kwa sasa hiyo sasa inakupa nafasi ya kutafuta Mungu wewe kifyako.
I don't want. I don't
Amen.
Want.
Ataki
to know.
Kujua
souls and things.
Vitu mingi.
Coming.
Yinyi mwambieni wenyewe mwambie hiyo ikikuja.
And flying.
Waambie tu moto imeisha na nini na mna nini.
All around.
Na hiyo yote.
No.
Sasa.
However.
Na hapo sio.
I cannot take hold it.
Hawezi chukua hayo yote.
I bring my own home.
Ailete kwa nyumba yake.
What good for me to know they are coming.
Anataka tu mjua.
No.
Hapana.
I want.
Nataka.
To know.
Kujua.
For a certainty.
Na kwa masiku yenye na
the things I can have.
Mahali yeah. Ninaweza fanya.
As my portion.
Kama yeye mwenyewe.
I'm free with you.
Yeye ni mtu ambayo.
So dramatize.
Yeye ni mtu ambayo. Mnataka mwelewe ni mtu ambayo. Anataka kuwaelewa pia.
So you get hold it to my brothers and sisters.
Munaishika sasa wandugu.
For the right time.
Kwa maneno mengi.
It's here.
Na iko sasa.
It's now.
Na iko sasa hii.
It's for you.
Na iko kwenu.
It's in your mouth.
Na iko kwa mdomo yenu.
It's in your heart.
Na iko kwa moyo wenu.
Have faith.
Kuwa na imani.
Have faith more than for healing.
Mkuwa na imani ya kuponywa.
For this.
Kwa maneno haya.
The invisible glory of God.
Na kwa maneno ya Mungu.
Yes, Lord.
Na ikwe hivyo.
Whole one can receive it.
Na Mungu mtu mmoja anaweza ipata aje
without knowing it.
Bila kujua.
How can one know it?
Utajuaje
without somebody tell you?
Bila mtu kukuambia.
How can one tell you?
Ata, nataka niwaambieni
without being sent.
Bila kutumwa.
How he can be sent?
Na vile anaweza tumwa
without first have.
Bila kukua na watu.
So I give you.
Nataka kuambia
what I have.
Yenye niko nayo.
For you.
Niko na kwenu.
Yes.
Mungu awabariki.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not wisdom merely.
Sio kwa hekima.
Not really revelation.
Sio hata ufunuo.
The portion I have.
Ila maneno ako nayo.
In God.
Kwa neno kwa Mungu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Yes, my brother John. We are seeing the power is going off.
Okay.
In the computer. In the computer. Thank you very much for the teachings.
Hallelujah.
As we are really appreciated.
My brother, sister.
We are really appreciated. But we want this message to continue with it by next week on Saturday.
Okay. Mm. Hallelujah. Bye. Now bless Amen. You. Bless you, brothers, sisters.
Mm.
May God be Amen. With you. I'm over excited.
Amen.
Over
Amen. Mm.
Thank you for bear with me.
Hallelujah.
But Amen.
Today, this is a wonderful
Amen.
Thing.
Amen.
You guys pray for us, Brother Joseph.
Brother Joseph, pray Amen. For us.
Yes.
Before the power goes off.
Mm. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm. Yes, Lord.
Baba, katika jina la Yesu Kristo, nakushukuru kwa ajili ya mtumishi wa Mungu.
Father, we thank you for the
work,
for the greatness of your revelation.
Mm.
Asante kwa sababu Mungu umewapatia neema ya kutuambia neno la Mungu.
Father, I pray that you continue to bless this dear men of God, the men that are chosen by you, Lord.
Mm.
Baba, kwa kuwa wewe ni mwema, Baba, kwa sababu unawapenda na unawachaya, umeunganisha pamoja na sisi.
We give you glory for the brothers right in Bungoma who have just been blessed by you, Lord.
Asante Mungu kwa sababu unabarikisha watumishi wako
utakapoona tena katika. I bless Brother Emmanuel, I bless Brother John.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Asante Bwana kwa sababu ni mwema.
Lord, we have nothing to give them, but God reward them.
Thank you, Lord.
Asante Bwana kwa sababu Baba wewe ndio unawezesha wanaotoka hapo na wengine.
I give you glory that the house will be blessed, they will lack nothing.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Asante Bwana katika jina la Yesu naomba nikushukuru.
I pray this believing that God as brothers in Bungoma we lift up your name knowing that you have done it, Lord, in Jesus name. Amen.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Bless the Lord, brother.
We love you, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. You stand.
Wandugu, tumeshukuru kwa neno la Mungu. Asandeni, mnaweza weka nini, mnaweza itoka kwa nini, alafu muendele na vishughuli zenu.
Asante sana.
Amen. Mjue kwamba wandugu wanawapenda. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless you all. Bless you all.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.